Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Comprenol. The Universities of Wisconsin have announced a comprehensive set of budget proposals for the 2027 through 2029 cycle, aimed at bolstering the state's economic future through targeted investments in workforce development and entrepreneurship. Led by Regent President Kyle Weatherly and Interim President Renee Wachter, university leaders introduced the Tech for Tomorrow and Accelerate Wisconsin initiatives. These programs are designed to meet Wisconsin's evolving labor needs by aiming to produce 300,000 career-ready workers and upskilling 1 million existing employees for higher quality jobs over the next decade. Interim President Wachter emphasized that these proposals leverage the university system's long-standing role in solving state challenges. By focusing on education and people, the budget seeks to bridge current workforce gaps while providing the necessary capital and support to foster 2,500 new businesses. The Tech for Tomorrow initiative specifically focuses on accelerating the transition of laboratory research into commercialized products, while Accelerate Wisconsin is geared toward providing entrepreneurs with the resources needed to expand markets and develop innovative products. In addition to these core initiatives, the UWs are proposing UW4U to enhance continuing and online education, alongside USucceed, which focuses on vital student support services like career advising. Leaders from UW-Milwaukee, UW-Stout, and UW-Parkside have rallied behind these workforce-oriented goals, highlighting the critical role the university system plays in sparking innovation. The full budget proposal, which seeks to transform the state's entrepreneurial landscape and talent pipeline, is scheduled for a vote by the UW Board of Regents next week. Sauk County Public Health has announced a partnership with O'Connell Pharmacy to host a dedicated back-to-school vaccine clinic Thursday, August 20th. The event will take place at the West Square Building in Baraboo, located at 505 Broadway Street in room B24, from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. To make the experience more enjoyable for younger attendees, children who receive their vaccinations will be eligible to choose from a variety of prizes, which include coupons for Culver's and day passes to the Baraboo Children's Museum. The clinic is designed to be inclusive, offering services to several different groups. Children and adolescents aged 18 and under can receive vaccines regardless of their insurance status, though most insurance plans are accepted. Insured adults aged 19 and older are also welcome to attend, with a wide range of providers covered. Additionally, a limited supply of vaccines will be available for adults without insurance, provided they are residents of Sauk County. Rebecca Sidlowski, a public health nurse for Public Health Sauk County, emphasized the importance of the initiative, noting that it can often be challenging for families to secure appointments with primary care providers during the busy back-to-school season. She stated that ensuring children are up to date on their immunizations is a vital step in helping them begin the academic year healthy and fully prepared for their various school activities. While registration for the clinic is not mandatory, interested individuals can sign up in advance. For those with specific questions regarding the event, O'Connell Pharmacy can be reached by phone at 608-837-5949. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, acting in his capacity as chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, has officially requested a federal probe into allegations of widespread ballot fraud in Los Angeles. In a formal letter sent on Monday, Senator Johnson urged Attorney General Todd Blanche, FBI Director Kash Patel, and First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bilal Isaly to launch a comprehensive investigation into the matter. The request stems from recent testimony delivered during a Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs hearing. James O'Keefe, representing the O'Keefe Media Group, provided evidence regarding a sophisticated cash for signature scheme operating within the Skid Row district. According to the testimony and supporting reports, petition circulators allegedly targeted vulnerable homeless individuals, offering incentives such as cash, cigarettes, or marijuana in exchange for their signatures on various ballot measures. Chairman Johnson specifically highlighted two entities, Urban Signers and One More Petition LLC, as being central to the suspected misconduct. In his communication to federal law enforcement, Johnson emphasized the gravity of these findings, stating that the apparent actions of these organizations risk undermining the public's confidence in the integrity of the democratic process. The senator's call for action underscores an increasing focus on ensuring legal compliance and transparency within local election activities. The 2026 Wisconsin primary election saw a 34% voter turnout in Richland County, with a total of 3,355 ballots cast, including 902 from the city of Richland Center. In the Democratic primary, on her way to securing the nomination for Congress, Rebecca Cook gained 1,419 votes in Richland County to Emily Berge's 581. While Republicans Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden have emerged as the nominees for governor and Congress, respectively, alongside other clear results such as Tony Kurtz for State Assembly, where he will be opposed by Democrat Zach Commons. Clay Porter wins the Republican nomination for sheriff, and Stacey Kleist will be the nominee for clerk of circuit court. The race for the Democratic nomination for governor remained too close to call throughout the evening, with the Associated Press calling the race for David Crowley at 2:34 a.m. Crowley defeated Francesca Hong by 3,211 votes, despite recent polling showing Hong with a substantial lead. Hong, who could have called for a recount under Wisconsin law, has conceded the race, calling for unity. In Richland County, David Crowley received 841 votes compared to 678 for Francesca Hong. The Richland School District Board of Education is set to hold a regular governance meeting tonight at 7 p.m. The session will take place in the Richland Center High School, IMC. The board will review and consider the approval of meeting minutes from the previous session held June 10th. Following the minutes, the agenda moves into actionable items, specifically focusing on personnel matters. The board is expected to take action regarding the hiring of a special education teacher for the upcoming 2026-27 school year. Informational and discussion segments will round out the meeting. Members will review a summary of discussions from the prior meeting and engage in a dialogue regarding draft governance, operational expectations, policies. Additionally, the board will hold a discussion focused on governance culture policies as part of their ongoing efforts to refine district leadership frameworks. Madison police responded to a reported emergency Tuesday morning after a motorist discovered a 2-year-old child wandering alone near a Beltline on-ramp. Officers were dispatched to the city's west side around 4:30 a.m. after the caller reported seeing the toddler on the roadway. The motorist remained with the child, who was uninjured, until authorities arrived. Child Protective Services subsequently took the toddler into custody. Approximately 2 hours later, around 6:30 a.m., the child's mother contacted 911 to report him missing. She told investigators she had last checked on her son late the previous night and discovered he was gone when she woke up. The American Red Cross has officially declared a national blood crisis, the second in its history, as summer donations have fallen to a 4-year low. This shortage is particularly severe for type O blood, placing significant strain on hospitals and patient care. To address this urgent need, the Muscadet community is coming together for a blood drive Tuesday, August 25th at St. John's Catholic Church, located at 341 North Wisconsin Avenue. The event will run from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Every donation helps replenish the supply and ensures hospitals can provide life-saving care. As an incentive for your generosity, all donors who come to give blood during the month of August are eligible to receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email. Additionally, all donors will receive a coupon for a free pint of Culver's custard as a token of appreciation. Appointments are strongly encouraged to manage the flow of donors, though walk-ins are always welcome. You can schedule your visit by calling 800-RED-CROSS or by visiting redcrossblood.org. Please be sure to use the sponsor code MuscadetWI when booking your appointment. Your contribution is vital to helping our community and the nation overcome this critical shortage. Todd Richmond of UW-Platteville reports UW-Platteville Associate Athletic Director Kara McCarville has been named the 2026 Dr. Carol Sue Butts Award winner after leading her department through a challenging leadership transition this winter and continuing to serve as a role model for female athletes and staff. She will accept the honor at an awards reception preceding the annual faculty and staff convocation August 25th. She's among a group of 10 UW-Platteville employees receiving annual university awards at the event. McCarville is entering her 20th year with the university's Department of Athletics and Recreation. She currently serves as Associate Athletic Director and Chief of Staff, supervising events, facilities, and daily operations, as well as assisting with the budget, game management, and intramurals. She has been the host tournament director for NCAA men's basketball and soccer tournaments held at UW-Platteville and is the university's NCAA-appointed senior woman administrator. She stepped in as interim athletic director after former AD Michael Knipe was terminated in December 2025 and guided the athletic department until Sam Koenig was named permanent AD in April. McCarville took over in the middle of the winter sports season, guiding men's and women's basketball, wrestling, indoor and outdoor track and field, baseball and softball for months until Koenig took over. Assistant Athletic Director for Communications Lindsay Dietmeyer, who nominated McCarville for the award, noted in a May letter that McCarville performed these extra tasks with a smile, working long days and traveling to support teams, all while maintaining her regular duties. The award is named in honor of Dr. Carol Sue Butts, who served as provost at UW-Platteville from 1998 to 2010 and became the university's first female interim chancellor. The award recognizes university employees who have an outstanding record of making a difference for women in the campus community. I'll leave you with this. A high school football player at Maumelle High in Arkansas experienced a terrifying close call last week when he discovered a 2-foot venomous cottonmouth snake nestled inside his helmet. The student-athlete had already completed warm-ups and wore the gear for nearly an hour before noticing unusual movement against his head. Upon inspection by an assistant coach, the deadly pit viper was found coiled behind the helmet's padding. Because the snake was reluctant to leave its dark hiding spot, police officers had to intervene by pouring water into the headgear to flush the reptile into a bag for safe relocation to a wooded area. Maumelle Animal Services Director Chris Davis noted that the player was incredibly fortunate to have avoided a bite, especially considering the cottonmouth is the second most venomous snake in the state. Experts suggested the snake might have been seeking a dark place to digest a recent meal when it crawled into the helmet while it was left on the ground. Following the incident, the head coach used the, quote, unreal situation as a serious reminder for the entire team, urging players to meticulously check their equipment for insects or dangerous wildlife before every practice. Vital statistics right after this.